So voters turned out for Super Tuesday in record numbers yesterday, proof that the electorate is very energized. But despite the excitement out there, some campaign experts think there's a real opportunity in 2008 for a third-party candidate. Mr. Bloomberg? Veteran political consultant Douglas Schoen has written a book about why we need a third party. It's called Declaring Independence, the Beginning of the End of the Two-Party System, and he joins us now. Hi, Doug. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Pleased to be here.
So despite this obvious excitement that people have for this election, you say America is ready for something entirely different, a really serious third-party candidate. Why do you think that?
Well, I take the excitement that people are displaying in the primaries to be, frankly, frustration with the traditional arrangements. They're mad at the Democratic Congress. They're mad at the Republican president. They want an alternative. They want centrism. They want bipartisanship. And they want to get rid of the fighting and the squabbling that have marked our politics for the last 8 to 10 years.
Don't you think that hasn't there always been partisanship and squabbling? Or maybe my political memory just doesn't go as far back. I mean,
well,
you think it's really acute right now?
I think it is acute right now. I think we came out of an era, the 50s and 60s, where we had a consensus that we were going to stand up to communism. We were going to have a progressive social agenda of the type that FDR proposed and implemented during the New Deal, and I think that's all gone.
I guess in my lifetime then, yeah, there's been so much partisanship that people of my generation can't remember it any other way.
I think that that's true. I mean, Lyndon Johnson, even Ronald Reagan, had a sort of rule that after 5 o'clock, you know, the drinks came out. And
Tip O'Neill, right?
Exactly, and the partisanship went away. And right now we have a venomous political culture. And I think that people see that there are real issues that are not being resolved, and they want constructive alternatives.
And I know that approval ratings are at an all-time low. You also add to the mix that, the American voters are experiencing stress and a dislocation of economic certainty.
That's absolutely the case. I mean, you look at the polls yesterday, the top issue is the economy. People want a stimulus package that'll work. They don't want modest tax rebates that arguably will put a little money in their pocket but won't fundamentally alter the economic circumstances.
So could Mayor Michael Bloomberg be a stimulus package for this election?
He certainly could be.
He used to be a client of yours, we should say.
That is true. He used to be a client, remains a friend. Whether or not he'll get in is still very much an open question, but I think it's fair to assume that the electorate is looking for somebody who represents the kind of politics that he champions.
Well, we know he's a billionaire, and he has the advantage of being able to fund a $1 billion campaign out of his own pocket, so he wouldn't need party apparatus. Do you think that's what it would take to run a real independent campaign?
Well, he said that he's prepared to spend upwards of $500 million on a campaign. It certainly is not an inexpensive proposition, but then again, I think the American people are looking for an alternative that would provide solutions that they're just not getting from the two parties.
Where's your money? Do you think he's going to throw his hat in the ring?
Well,
you have inside scoop, right?
I really don't have inside scoop. I think he's going to look at the situation, see how the race plays out. I would say this, based on what we saw yesterday, the continued divisions in the Democratic Party, the probably tripartite divisions in the Republican Party, and the growing desire for somebody to take on the economic challenges we face, I think that circumstances yesterday make it more likely that somebody like him would see the opportunities that the circumstances present.
Do you think that the slate of nominees might affect, we'll continue talking about Bloomberg's decision, like would a McCain-Hillary contest be more enticing than McCain-Obama?
Well, I guess what I would say is at this point, given the problems that are out there and the divisions we see in the parties, and the failure of the electorate to come to conclusion about the nominees, I think the overall circumstances make it more likely.
Now, you're talking a lot about centrism and moderation that the American people want, but that's different than a third party, right?
I don't think so. I think what people are looking for is someone who can bring the two parties together around solutions that borrow from both. I think, you know, if you look at something like energy policy, we may need a carbon tax. We may well need to protect the environment and have solar power and wind and nuclear power. But it isn't just a Democratic approach or a Republican approach. It should be an approach that borrows from both. One of the groups I talk about in the book are the so-called RAMs, the restless and anxious moderates, who want common sense. And I think that's what Bloomberg's championed in New York, and that's what my book suggests the American people are looking for.
Now, there's a reason we have two parties. It's because we have this, first past the post or winner-take-all system as opposed to proportional representation, which would allow a greater number of parties to coexist. So wouldn't that constitutional structure prevent any serious third party from taking hold?
I think it's the two parties that prevent a third party from taking hold, not the Constitution. I think the American people would very much like a third party. They're looking for, as you put it, common sense alternatives. The problem is the structure of the nominating process and the electoral system doesn't easily provide for it.
What if you got basically 30-30-30 split? What happens if then there are three strong candidates?
Two possibilities. We could have negotiating and bargaining in the Electoral College. We could also have negotiating and bargaining in the House of Representatives if the Electoral College doesn't resolve it.
We've never really considered a coalition government in America. Is that what you think would result?
I think it would certainly be a step forward.
Is that a good thing?
I do, absolutely. I think that if we had a broad-based coalition, we would probably be able to get a handle on the kind of problems we're facing in a much more effective way than we're doing now.
Now, you mentioned Barack Obama. He's been able, of course, to attract independent and even Republican voters. And you see him last night. He's got the red and blue signs behind him. He's promising a new kind of politics that's postpartisan. Is he the closest thing we have to an independent candidate disguised as a Democrat?
I think so far. The problem I see with Obama is he's talking the talk, but so far he's not proposing the solutions. He talks about doing things that will bring people together, but I don't know what his economic policy is. I don't know what his environmental policy is. I don't know what his policy is in terms of fighting the war on terror, other than we ought to talk to some people that the Bush administration doesn't want to talk to.
Doug, we need to take a break, so please hang on. In a minute, I want to hear your thoughts on how the internet can shape third-party candidacies. Also, music from Ciro Baptista. I'm Faith Saley, and this is Fair Game from PRI. I'm Faith Saley, and this is Fair Game from PRI. I'm talking with campaign consultant Doug Schoen about the opening he sees for a third-party candidate in this year's presidential election. Doug, I know one thing about third parties is that they often bring to the race awesome names like the Bull Moose Party and Free Soil Party and the Know-Nothings. Do you know if Mike Bloomberg has a name picked out, like Bad New York Billionaires or something?
I don't think that he's necessarily at the point where he's named his party, but I can say this, the fastest growing group in American politics are independents. And my guess is rather than trying to form a party that would endure, should Bloomberg or a similarly situated person run, it would be as an independent and purely as an independent with the avowed purpose of bringing together the two established parties.
You know, we haven't talked about Ron Paul, but do you also see him in the same vein?
Well, Faith, I think when we talk about third parties, we also need to talk about fourth and fifth parties. If Hillary Clinton and John McCain are the nominees, as your hypothesis suggested, very possible Ralph Nader will run from the far left and Ron Paul from the far right. I think, arguably, and I know this may surprise you, that there's 8 to 10% on the left that are theoretically at risk in that scenario. 8 to 10% on the right. And I've hypothesized in my book, Declaring Independence, that there's 35, 40% that could go to a centrist like Bloomberg. So I'm suggesting that there's a large percentage of the electorate that's available to a third party. Doesn't necessarily mean they'll get it, but certainly that are potentially accessible.
In your mind, is it the more the merrier? Is it sort of like if three parties are healthy, then why not five?
Well, I guess what I would suggest is if we have five parties, that we would have a level of uncertainty in the election and a dialogue that would be very, very different than what we have now. You know, we talk about the conventional wisdom, and Faith, with all due respect, you're in the media business. the conventional wisdom has changed in this election so many times, so quickly, that I'm almost impatient.
Remember when Hillary was inevitable. Right.
Hillary was inevitable. Then Barack was inevitable.
Mm-hmm. John McCain was out.
Yeah. And now it's neck and neck, maybe, sort of. And then Mike Huckabee was resurgent. Then Mike Huckabee was an also-ran. And then, lo and behold, he was resurgent last night. So who knows? I think my point is that as the dialogue changes and the dynamics change, so too does the race and what the potential for each candidate is.
It seems very hopeful to think that a third party would introduce healthy dialogue and maybe even a coalition government. But isn't the other side equally realistic that it would just be squabbling to no end?
Well, let's look at the recent past. In 1992, as you probably are old enough to remember, Ross Perot.
I think I love you for even saying that. Yes.
Well,
big ears and a big love for small deficits.
Right.
That guy,
and,
yeah.
And what happened in 1995? We got a balanced budget. And that was an agreement between Newt Gingrich and Bill Clinton.
Now, well, and you also advised Mr. Clinton.
Well, I did, and I sat there and I saw how much the Perot candidacy did to impel that agreement. I think that was good news for America. I think it would be good news now if we had a third-party candidate.
I want to talk about the internet.
Sure.
You might say that Ross Perot sort of gave birth to the modern third-party candidate, but you could also sort of argue Howard Dean, even though he ran as a Democrat, right? Will you talk about the importance of the internet?
Well, you know, when Ross Perot ran, he had an 800 number. He had volunteers whose names ended up on file cards and shoeboxes, and he couldn't organize the hundreds of thousands of people who responded to his message. Right now, we have through the internet the ability with a couple of clicks to send out a bunch of targeted emails to people who've shown a proclivity to support a third party and to mobilize and organize hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people very, very quickly. So I think you're right. Howard Dean demonstrated. Barack Obama has ratified the notion that an insurgent candidacy under certain circumstances can create an organizational and financial base for himself. I think a third-party candidacy is uniquely suited to using the internet to build that kind of base.
Doug Schoen, what's your dream ticket?
Oh, gee. I guess my dream ticket would be Bloomberg Hegel, Bloomberg Nunn, Bloomberg Boren, or Bloomberg Powell.
No chicks.
You are correct. But if you've got one you want to nominate, Faith, I'm all ears.
Doug, thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate your having me. Thank you.
Doug Schoen is the author of the new book, Declaring Independence, The Beginning of the End of the Two-Party System. For more about him, please visit our website, morefairgame.org.